This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Wednesday Western allies remain committed to do even more to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion at what he characterized as a critical moment on the battlefield. The defense secretary made his comments before other allied defense officials at the opening of a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group in Brussels. Austin said Kyiv's forces have inspired us all and need us all to supply more weaponry as battles rage on in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. The contact group meeting is taking place in the sidelines of a NATO defense ministers meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters NATO allies will get Ukraine the weapons it needs.
Allies are committed to continue providing the military equipment that Ukraine needs to prevail, including heavy weapons and long-range systems.
While those talks progress in Brussels, back in Washington, a key lawmaker is criticizing the White House for being too cautious in its support of Ukraine, saying the U.S. needs to start supplying Kyiv with more advanced long-range systems. House Armed Services Committee Chair Democrat Adam Smith told reporters with the Defense Writers Group Wednesday that he does not agree with U.S. President Joe Biden's take that we can't give the Ukrainians anything capable of striking Russia. He said we need to be more aggressive. We need to be giving more sophisticated systems, particularly when it comes to drones and long-range artillery. He said the push to have the White House do more is a bipartisan one. He says he talks to Biden about the issue almost daily. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden sent a letter to U.S. oil refiners Wednesday urging them to produce more gasoline and diesel. In the letter, Biden says oil company profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine as Americans struggle with record high prices. He wrote, "The crunch that families are facing deserves immediate action." Biden wrote in the letter to seven oil refiners, "Your companies need to work with my administration to bring forward concrete, near-term solutions that address the crisis." U.S. gas prices nationwide average roughly $5 a gallon, an economic burden for many Americans, also a key drive behind the record inflation the country's seeing, as well as a political threat for Biden's fellow Democrats before midterm elections later this year. Biden's message that corporate greed contributes to higher prices might resonate with voters. ExxonMobil says it has informed the Biden administration of its planned investments to increase oil production. Meanwhile, the European Union has signed a deal with Egypt and Israel to increase liquefied natural gas sales to EU countries seeking to reduce their dependence on supplies from Russia as the war in Ukraine drags on. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
According to European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, the deal stamped Wednesday in a five-star Cairo hotel will see Israel sending more gas through Egypt, which has facilities to liquefy it for export through the sea. Last year, the European Union imported roughly 40% of its gas from Russia, and considering that, has had difficulty imposing sanctions on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In a criminal complaint filed Wednesday in the eastern U.S. state of New York, the white gunman who killed 10 black people in a racist attack at a Buffalo, New York supermarket has been charged with federal hate crimes. Peyton Gendron, who already faces a mandatory life sentence without parole if convicted on previously filed state charges in the May 14th rampage, which also left three survivors, one black, two white, with gunshot wounds. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland was in Buffalo Wednesday to visit with the families of 10 black people killed in the white gunman's racist attack on a supermarket. Gendron is already facing up to life in prison if convicted. Meanwhile, Gendron's radical racist worldview and extensive preparation for the Tops friendly market attack are laid out in documents he apparently authored and posted online shortly before the attack. Repeating this hour's top news story, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Wednesday Western allies remain committed to do even more to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion at what he characterized as a critical moment on the battlefield for the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.